You are locked into Locked On Badgers, and it is time for the first Locked On Badgers basketball pregame show episode of the season. My name is Asher Lowe, and I am the site editor at Badgers Wire, a play-by-play broadcaster for many Badger sports, including basketball and football, but most importantly, of course, your host right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast, bringing you the insider student perspective filled with stats, special guests, all things Badger sports. Listen and follow for free on Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You will find Locked On Badgers available. Wisconsin basketball plays a game today. Make sure you follow Locked On Badgers on Twitter at AOW_33 at Locked On Badgers. Let's talk about that game that Wisconsin basketball plays. Get you ready for it right now, right here. Here we go. Wisconsin and Eastern Illinois. It's going to be a tougher game than you think it's going to be. I'll just put it right off the bat there. It's game one. You don't know what to expect. I was actually on the play-by-play call last year against Eastern Illinois when Wisconsin beat them 65-52 at home, also in the home opener. And this EIU team is good, really solid, and returns everybody from a team that won 17 games a year ago in the OVC. They returned their entire core unit. So let's break down how I think this game goes. A little spread pick for it. We're going to give you some bold predictions for the entire season for Wisconsin basketball at the end of this pregame episode. Let's dive in. Wisconsin, last year, of course, 65-52 winners over Eastern Illinois. That game was, in one word, and I used this word a lot last week, previewing Wisconsin and Northwestern, ugly. Really ugly. Wisconsin, the whole beginning of the year last year was ugly, right? They shot 3 of 18 from 3 in that game against Eastern Illinois. It was a single-digit game for nearly the whole way through. 65-52 is actually closer, or actually is more of a blowout than the game was. The game felt closer than a double-digit win. And like I said, this is a very interesting basketball game because you have two teams, two college basketball teams in the year 2020 to 2021. We've talked about this angle a lot for Wisconsin, that they're starting all seniors. Well, guess what? Eastern Illinois actually might be starting all five seniors tonight, if Jordan Skipper Brown gets the start. He's a forward, senior forward for them that came off the bench last year a little bit, started last year a little bit, started against Wisconsin last year. Right now is listed as not a probable starter for them based on their pregame notes. But it could be 10 seniors starting. It could be 10 seniors finishing the game for these two teams. So a lot of senior leadership, a lot of consistency on the floor for these two programs. Like I said, EIU, a very good team last year, a solid mid-major team that gave Wisconsin a really tough battle. Played really tough defense against the Badgers. They're a better offensive team than we saw last year. They averaged nearly 75 a game on offense last year, only 52 against Wisconsin. It was more the OVC opponents where they racked up those stats and got those big numbers. They're very small, and that's the one thing that Wisconsin can take advantage of. There's not a player tonight in the starting lineup over 6'6", likely. That 6'6 guy is George Dixon. He is a junior college transfer that eats up rebounds. He's one of those 6'6 guys that plays like he's 6'10". He's a fantastic rebounder, led them in rebounds a year ago, tenacious on the offensive glass. So remember the name George Dixon. But if you really want to remember a name tonight, remember the name Josiah Wallace. And a matchup to watch tonight is Josiah Wallace versus Brad Davison. So who the heck is Josiah Wallace? He is the best scorer on this Eastern Illinois team, averaged over 15 a game last year, entering his senior season, a guy that can fill it up from deep, a very good distance shooter, a very good off-the-dribble scorer, a guy that just can score the basketball. And Brad Davison did a number on him last year, held Wallace to just 2-for-12 last year, single-digit scoring for Josiah against Brad. Brad was all over him. Really, really good defensive effort from him. So that's the matchup to watch tonight with the starters. How does Brad Davison handle Josiah Wallace and his ability to score the basketball in bunches for the Eastern Illinois Panthers? For Wisconsin offensively, it has to be dominated tonight by the bigs, by Nate Reavers and Micah Potter, because like I said, one area where Wisconsin's going to dominate tonight is size. It doesn't mean they're going to dominate rebounds, because Eastern Illinois is not a bad rebounding team. Like I said, George Dixon, a guy that's a little smaller, but really fights for rebounds on the glass. Nate Reavers dominated this team a year ago, had I want to say 9 blocks and was looking for his 10th for a triple-double, was like fiending for that triple-double and couldn't get it. But like I said, Wisconsin's size on the interior. They're going to get a ton of blocks tonight. They're going to get a ton of emphatic rejections. and have Nate Reavers on triple-double watch. A block away from a triple-double last year, he went nuts trying to get it at the end of that game. Have him on triple-double watch. Screw it. I'll give you a first bold prediction of the college basketball season right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast. Nate Reavers has a triple-double tonight against Eastern Illinois. Fight me. Reavers triple-double tonight. Put it in the book. Obviously, other storylines tonight, we get to see the freshmen. Johnny Davis, Ben Carlson are both going to play for sure. We'll see who else gets on the floor. With those two, Ben Carlson, watch for his versatility. Watch the way he runs the floor. Watch the way he can handle like a guard as a big. Watch the way he creates for others. As far as Johnny Davis, he's a guy that can create for himself. And that is something that Wisconsin doesn't have a lot of offensively still. And not many teams in the country do. There are only a handful of guys that can truly create for themselves in the Big Ten Conference offensively with consistency. The key is consistency. Like, Demetri Trice can create for himself on some nights. And then there are other nights where you just feel like he can't buy anything. And that's hard in college basketball. Johnny Davis, every single night off the bench, will be able to create offense for himself and then inevitably open up things for others. I can't wait to watch him play, guys. I've been harping on him for a long time. I legitimately think, and you'll see an image of why tonight, when you watch him, his physical makeup, the way he moves on the floor, his high school tape, a full game of him in high school, you get the sense of three letters, and that, those three letters are NBA. That's his ceiling. He's not there yet. He's a freshman. I'll pump the brakes. I'm sorry. I don't like being hyperbolic on this podcast. You know that if you've listened. I'm not trying to give you the hottest of hot takes. Like the Nate Reavers triple-double take, that's not even a hot take. Watch. It's going to happen tonight. But Johnny Davis can get to that level. He can. We'll see if he does. He can. And Wisconsin's development will be very good for him. He's the perfect guy to come into Wisconsin's system, get better on defense, and come out an NBA-ready basketball player. Who am I taking in the spread tonight? Who am I taking in the under, over, all that good stuff? That's coming up in just a sec. Also, some more bold predictions for Wisconsin and Big Ten basketball coming up in just a sec. But first, a message from Coors Light, the official beer of Big Ten basketball. And if you are watching tonight and you do not have a Coors Light in your hand, you are making a huge mistake because Coors Light is the beer made to chill. Brewed in Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado. It is the beer as cold as the Rockies and a beer you can get without leaving your couch. Go to get.coorslight.com right now and order a pack to your house. Get.coorslight.com, the beer that is made to chill. So a big spread for this game. Wisconsin is almost the same spread as they were last year against this same EIU team. And like I said, both teams basically have the same core, returning a ton of seniors on both sides here. The spread right now is at 20.5 in Wisconsin's favor. And I'm taking the Panthers, I'll tell you right now. And here's why. I don't think this is going to be a serious scare, but I think the game will be closer for maybe a bit longer than Wisconsin fans are comfortable with. I could see a 5 to 7 point game at half. I think Wisconsin wins by double digits, but doesn't blow this thing away early. This EIU team is experienced. They're a better defensive team than a lot of people give them credit for. They have not only Josiah Wallace to fill it up, but Max Smith. They have George Dixon on the glass. They have a ton of seniors who really know their role and have won basketball games as Panthers. And they're going to be a really, really formidable opponent in the OVC. They don't have the interior presence to defeat a team like Wisconsin, to beat a front line like Micah Potter and Nate Reavers, but they do have the talent on the wings to stay in the basketball game. So I'm going to go with Wisconsin, let's say 67-51. I'm going to go Wisconsin by 16. The game never feels that close. EIU has a tough time generating offense. So does Wisconsin at times. The game goes under for the total, and Wisconsin doesn't cover a 20.5-point spread, but ends up winning easily after what is going to be a rocky either first half or second half. I'm not sure, but there's going to be rocky stretches of this game where we're wondering, like, is this team like they were at the beginning of the year last year? No. Please give some credit tonight when they really give Wisconsin some problems to EIU. This is a better team than you think on paper when hearing the name Eastern Illinois. So give them some credit. But Wisconsin wins the game and goes 1-0. Some bold predictions for this Wisconsin team and for the Big Ten Conference as a whole. First of all, my top three, I don't think Wisconsin wins this conference in the regular season. I think they come in second. I've said that before on this show. I think Illinois is the best team in the conference top to bottom. I think that Brad Underwood has one of the best playmakers in the conference, and Io DeSumo, a big man that will give Wisconsin a lot of problems, and Kofi Coburn and an overall just really talented, solid defensive squad, and that's why I have Iowa in third. I think they're the worst defense out of the three top teams when you have Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois. Iowa is clearly third out of third there when you're talking about defense, and defense will win in this conference more often than offense will win. Iowa's going to be a very good team, don't get me wrong. Ton of talent there, but I just don't see them being better than an Illinois or Wisconsin because I do project them, to struggle on that end of the floor. Fran McCaffrey team has never finished, under Fran McCaffrey, never finished in the top 40 in terms of total defense ever in the history of the Fran McCaffrey era. I don't know if that'll change. It has to change if Iowa wants to actually contend for a Final Four national championship. We'll see. I think we're going to see freshmen play a bigger role this year than maybe people think. I think Johnny Davis and Ben Carlson are going to play an immediately big role for Wisconsin. I really think Aleem Ford takes a step this year. I really do. The big number for him that I was looking at, and I tweeted this out, he shot 54% of his field goal attempts last year from three. And looking at that as a fan, I don't like that very much for him. I really don't. Why is that his game? He's 6'8", an athletic specimen, is an absolutely great athlete that doesn't really get credit for it because he doesn't use it much. He needs to attack the basket. He needs to have that attack mode mentality that he's had at times last year, especially during the stretch run and especially in helping Wisconsin get over the hump last year. Aleem Ford, attack the basket. Please, please, please attack the basket. Get that number down to 35% to 40% in terms of three-point attempts being a percentage of your field goals and attack the rim. Please, please attack the rim. Wisconsin will look like a different team if Aleem does just that. I think Johnny Davis is the first Wisconsin player drafted to the NBA out of the Greg Gard era. I said it. You can quote me on it. I think Johnny Davis will be the first Wisconsin player in the Greg Gard head coach era to be drafted to the National Basketball Association after a great three-ish year career at Wisconsin. That one's bold. That one's really bold, but I see him with that kind of offensive potential. I really do. He looks like an NBA combo guard already, and if he can turn into one on the defensive end, watch out for this guy. Watch out. Can't wait to see him play tonight. Can't wait to see him play all season long. This team's going to be deep. They have a great mix of freshmen and seniors. They got a great thing where they have seniors that can teach freshmen the way, the ways of the land. And by the ways of the land, I mean the ways of Wisconsin pick and roll coverages on the defensive end. Because defense takes five guys. As you know, watching college basketball, it's all about just staying together as five guys. Knowing what every single guy is doing on the floor is absolutely key, not only to football, but even more so, in my opinion, to basketball sometimes. You have to know if that guy is going under that screen. You have to know if you're hard hedging here or if that guy is hard hedging based on the read and what you're doing because of that. You have to know when you should be at the nail. You have to know when you're in help. You have to know when you are helping the helper. These are all things that make great defense, and Wisconsin has the capability to do all of them. We'll see how the freshmen develop. Last year, you can basically count Micah Potter as a freshman in terms of defensive experience because he's never played Greg Gard's system. That's why we saw him struggling in those pick-and-roll coverages. We're going to see that from Ben Carlson and Johnny Davis. We're going to see defensive struggles. It's going to happen, but they're going to get better as the year goes on. And like last year's team, this team's going to look very different in terms of their potential come February than they will tonight against Eastern Illinois. That is a promise. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Go. Built Go is your solution to breaking through that wall in your day. Built Go is an energy gel that lasts like a 5-hour energy does without the crash feeling. It comes in some awesome, awesome flavors. And you can right now go to BuiltGo.com. Use the code LOCKEDON for $20 off your next order at Built Go for that solution to breaking through, whether it's a 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever it is, that wall in your day. So Wisconsin, Eastern Illinois tonight, 9 p.m. Central Time tip on the Big Ten Network, and I'll have all my reactions for you up on the pod right after it is done, the day after, on Thursday. Fun storyline tonight is that on the call for Wisconsin and Eastern Illinois, a very Wisconsin-like crew. Chris Vosters is the play-by-play guy, who is a WSUM Wisconsin Student Radio alum, as I am, which is an awesome connection there. And Ben Brust will be handling the color. He doesn't need an introduction. Wisconsin guard, you all know Ben Brust and his clutchness for Wisconsin basketball in their Final Four runs. As always, on Wisconsin, enjoy the game tonight, and I'll have all the post-game breakdown for you right here on Locked On Badgers.